Our next item is old business. Our first item of old business is subdivision 2007-43, Cool Spring Equities LLC, Springtown Farms as a preliminary.
This application was deferred July 23rd of this year to allow Mr. Johnson an opportunity to review the record if he so chooses to do so.
Well, Mr. Johnson, what say you?
Mr. Chairman, I have had an opportunity to review the file and to review the tape of the public hearing, and therefore I'm prepared to vote on this. However, as has become customary with the commission, when the commissioner is not present for the actual public hearing, we defer to another member to make the actual motion.
Okay. And Mr. Chairman, as a seated member of the commission at that public hearing, Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval for subdivision 2007-43 for Cool Spring Equities LLC based upon that record and for the following reasons, them being the applicant is seeking approval of a clustered subdivision within the AR1 zone. The applicant is seeking clustered lots with a minimum area of 7,500 square feet. A subdivision on this site will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or community. The subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, area roadways, or public transportation. The proposed subdivision meets the purpose and standards of the subdivision ordinance. Additionally, I am satisfied that this project is a superior design under the subdivision ordinance. It is a superior design because it preserves open space and the existing woodlands on the site. In addition, the applicant has proposed extensive buffers from the non-tidal wetlands. These design elements are achieved while maintaining an overall density of 1.5 units per acre that is lower than the maximum density allowed in the AR1 zone. These design favorably addresses the requirements of Section 99-9C of the code. The subdivision will be served by central water and sewer. However, this preliminary approval is subject to the following, them being that there shall be no more than 67 lots within the subdivision. The applicant shall form a homeowners association responsible for the perpetual maintenance of streets, roads, any buffers, stormwater management facilities, erosion and sedimentation control facilities, and other common areas. The stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. It shall be constructed and maintained using best management practices. All entrances shall comply with all of DLDOT's requirements, and an area for a school bus stop shall be established. The location of the school bus stop shall be coordinated with the local school district. Road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Departments. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. A 30-foot forested agricultural buffer shall be shown along boundaries bordering on any land used primarily for any agricultural purpose. The final site plan shall also contain a landscape plan for all of the buffer areas, showing all of the landscaping and vegetation to be included in those buffer areas. The developer shall maintain as many existing trees as possible, with the undisturbed forested areas to be shown on the final site plan. No wetlands shall be included within any lots. A system of street lighting shall be established and a sidewalk on at least one side of the street. As stated by the applicant, there shall be a walking path throughout the subdivision along the rear of all the lots. This subdivision shall be served by an off-site central water system as defined by Sussex County Ordinance, designed in accordance with the Sussex County Engineering Department and Department Natural Resources Environmental Control specifications. All silt fencing shall be located to the interior side of all buffer areas. A location for a picnic area, tot lot, and supporting benches shall be shown on the final site plan. The berm landscape feature shall be grassed at a minimum, and any additional plantings of the applicant's choice shall be shown on the final site plan. This preliminary approval is contingent upon the applicant submitting a revised preliminary site plan, either depicting or noting the conditions of this approval on it. The staff shall have the authority to approve the revised plan upon confirmation that the conditions of approval have been depicted or noted on it. Additionally, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of this, Mr. Chairman, the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2007-43, Cool Spring Equities LLC, Springtown Farms, as a preliminary for the reasons and conditions stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Abstain, Mr. Chairman.
Carried with one abstention from Mr. Ross. Carried 4-0.